I know also that you had another initiative in the department that was focused on getting people included in local activities that might not normally be included. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. One of the concerns, as I said from the start, was, look, if we just empower the usual suspects, there's lots of people who are going to be left out, and they're just going to be left further behind. So try to think about who are the people who are probably the most marginalized in our communities. Thought they're probably the people with developmental disabilities, people who'd been institutionalized for years, living outside of our neighborhoods, living in our neighborhoods, but not part of our community, part of a service system, because we've labeled them not by their gifts, but by what they're missing. And so we decided, why don't we start up a program, and we called it Involving All Neighbors, and brought people together, individuals with developmental disabilities and their family members, people who wanted to be more included in community life, and also neighborhood activists who wanted to create more inclusive organizations. And we worked from both ends in connecting people's individuals' passions and skills with community initiatives. And all kinds of great things happened out of it. And people started to recognize how much more powerful community action could be if absolutely everybody's gifts were tapped, and started to think about how do we extend that beyond people with developmental disabilities to all those other people who are labeled by what they don't have, old people, unemployed, non-English-speaking, at-risk youth, homeless people, and recognize that when you lift off those labels, everybody's got contributions they can make to their community, and community life is so much richer.